This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Marilyn French wrote a book called Beyond Power. She says the money you hold in your hand can be devalued overnight. The gold you may buy and store up could be worthless and not tradable for a head of cabbage if there was a nuclear war. Rank can be a burden to maintain without resources. A huge military establishment can disintegrate in a matter of days. A huge economic structure can collapse in a few weeks, as happened in the Depression of 1929, which affected every industrial nation on the earth. Power is not the end, it's only a means to an end. The ultimate power that you and I need to seize in life is the power of forgiveness and the power of the cross. You want to get into power? You need to be interested in those two, the power of Christ and the power of forgiveness in your life and in the lives of other people. The third one is intriguing to me. Let not the rich man boast of his riches. What is the temptation for you in terms of boasting about what you have? Now, for some people, it may not be a temptation at all, and that's great. But at some point in life, we can brag and we can boast and delight in what we have or what we're going to get. And yet, everything in this world is temporary. Louis Everly was a Belgian theologian and a priest and writer. And he said, too many people make the mistake of seeking one more material thing, one more pay raise, one more promotion, one more problem solved, one more degree, one more handicap overcome. If only I would have this, if we only get this house or that car, then we'll be happy. Don't ever get to the place in your life where you tie your happiness to one more thing. You understand what I mean by that? I know you do. Don't ever get to the place in your life where your happiness, your future happiness, is tied to getting one more thing, one more automobile, one more house, and then we'll be happy. Let not the rich man boast of his riches. I want to focus in on this next phrase in verse 24, if we could bring that up. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. First of all, I want to talk about those two words, that we are to understand and know the Lord. Now, what's intriguing to me, Jeremiah presupposes it's possible for you and me, just regular people, to have a knowledge of the Lord. And it's possible for me to say, I understand the Lord. And it's possible for me to know the Lord. But I want you to notice those are two different words. Understanding has to do with intellectual comprehension and understanding something intellectually. And we're to understand the Lord. How do you do that? Through His Word, primarily. The more you read of the Word, the more you find out about the Lord, and the more the Lord's Spirit inhabits your life. I really believe that. I was talking to a man recently who said he's reading the Bible for the first time, and he was talking about all the life change that's happening since he started reading the Bible. That's not an accident. God works through His Word. So you want to have an understanding of the Lord? Big announcement here. Start reading the Word. Start reading the Bible. But then the word know is there. I found out in the Hebrew, it's the word yada. You ever heard the phrase yada, yada, yada? It means to know, to know, to know. You know, you know, you know. And it has to do with experiential knowledge. It's the word that's used in the Old Testament to describe the relationship between Adam and Eve. And it says Adam knew his wife, Eve. Well, everybody knows what that means. Everybody understands what that means. And so I'm to have an understanding of the Lord intellectually, but I'm also to have a knowledge of Him that comes from experience in relating to Him. How? Through prayer, through reading His Word, through loving Him. You usually know the people you love, and you love the people you know.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.